Hey everyone, welcome to The Investor Mindset. My name is James McFarland, Senior Portfolio Manager and Investment Specialist, and in this series, we are covering a number of key topics and core ideas that I believe contribute strongly to successful long-term investing. We talk here about the mindset and behaviors that may be able to help increase your odds of achieving a better investment outcome and try to have some fun along the way. So let's turn to our topic for this, the second episode of our 10-episode series. On this episode, we are looking at one of the single most powerful impulses that all investors will have to face at some time or another. Let me explain. In the fourth quarter 2018, the S&P 500 declined from a high of about 2939 to a low of about 2346 on Christmas Eve of all days. That is a 592-point, or 20% drop, in a very short period of time. In March 2020, in the face of a global pandemic, the market dropped by over 30% in just a few weeks. And that kind of sharp downward movement can be worrisome for a lot of investors. These moves really spark the emotions and spike up the anxiety levels. And if you're anything like me, when you get really anxious or concerned about something, it can have effects. It might even be trouble sleeping or having trouble focusing on other things. These negative emotions can really take a toll, can't they? And when it comes to the markets, what those emotions are probably shouting at you the most is, do something. Take some action. Make the pain stop. Eliminate the source of the anxiety. Do something. Anything. That's the power of emotions. And these negative emotions and impulses are something that, in my experience, 99% of people are going to face as investors. Markets involve risk, and there will be times that the markets drop very fast and very far. It's natural to have an emotional response when that happens. So if we're long-term investors and volatility shows up, i.e. the markets drop by 34% in 1 month, and our emotions start telling us to do something in our portfolio to make the pain stop, what options do we have as investors? Well, today we're going to go through three of these options and talk a little bit about the potential outcomes from these options. So first of all, we have the option to sell everything and wait for more certainty before buying back in. Does this sound familiar? Just getting out of stocks altogether is probably the most typical response that a lot of folks might reach for. And there are some financial advisors out there who have advocated this very action. Selling out of stocks altogether in the middle of March 2020 would be a prime example of what I call the investor's roller coaster. Now, the roller coaster refers to a very common investor pattern. As the markets rise, investors tend to get excited and buy as prices are rising, up to buying at the very top. Then, when the market falls quickly, panic kicks in and investors sell as prices fall, including selling at the bottom. And then, when prices start rising again, the fear of missing out kicks in and the cycle repeats. This is a recipe for a terrible investment experience. It's a roller coaster you don't want to ride. Taking these types of actions, I feel strongly, is just about the worst kind of choice an investor can make. It's pure fear-based decision making, and I have seen from personal experience that it can cost investors a tremendous amount of their wealth. Emotions may tell us to do something, but doing that, in my view, is the wrong choice. Now, I want to be clear. I am not saying that an advisor who made the decision to move all of his clients to cash in March of 2020 made that decision based off of fear. That particular advisor may have been basing his action on the level of perceived risk in the markets, or maybe a certain percentage threshold that had been set before. As in, when the market drops by this percent, I'm going to go to cash. Or if the market crosses a certain risk threshold, I'll sell all my stocks. I don't know that, I'm just speculating. But all systems like this are a form of what's called market timing. You may have heard this term before. Market timing is an investment strategy that attempts to use indicators, forecasts, or other measures to determine the best time to move in or out of stocks. When you hear about stocks being overbought or oversold, or someone talks about their indicators flashing a sell signal to get out of stocks, it means that someone is using some particular signal to make that determination. So how about market timing? Can we actually use forecast-based timing systems to move in and out of the market at the right time? Speaking empirically, there is very little evidence to suggest that forecast-based timing decisions work with any kind of consistency. Remember, it's not enough to get it right once, you have to get it right again and again and again and again over decades. And also remember, you have to be right on both sides. Even if you sell out of stocks at the right time, you still have to decide when to buy back in. Basically, in response to the do something emotional impulse, selling out of stocks or buying into stocks in some cases is probably going to be a poor choice to make. So how about another option? It's important to remember that do something doesn't necessarily mean start selling stocks. Well, another response that some people might tell you is to just do nothing. And I understand the intent behind that advice. The general intent is good. This is a better course to take than trying to time the markets or panic sell. And the actual choice of doing nothing can save investors from a lot of bad decisions and potential losses. It's an important part of successful long-term investing, doing nothing when others are panicking. So is there a problem with the do nothing advice? Well, I'm not a fan of the mindset that's behind that advice. Say it's March 2020. You're having a bad emotional reaction to the market drop. Your emotions are telling you to do something. And you say to yourself, no, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to endure it. Well, when you do that, even though the actual choice of doing nothing is good, the mindset is that you are forcing yourself to do something that you don't want to be doing, something unpleasant. And that takes energy and that can get tiring. This hypothetical you has adopted a mindset that successful investing is a painful thing that you have to push yourself into. And over a decades-long time frame, that can also be exhausting. And there may come a day when you just can't force yourself to make this painful choice anymore. And you may end up making an emotional decision that leads to damaging your wealth. So I think that a better choice to make in response to the do something impulse is to actually take several actions. First, pause and reflect on how the stock market prices risk. Over the long term, we know there is a return on capital in the market, and we know that the return is delivered unevenly. It's that uneven delivery that allows for increasing returns over time. When the market drops, consider and reflect on the fact that in the absence of risk, in the absence of volatility, there would be no return. And that the only way for the market to continue to push to new highs is for the market to make the occasional low. Second, recall your own investment strategy. Remember that your strategy should have already taken stock market corrections, declines, or bear markets into account, and that a well-planned strategy will not have exposed you to a level of risk that you can't handle. Having a proper investment strategy from the outset can be a key part of a successful long-term investing experience. And finally, talk to someone. If you find yourself concerned about what's happening in the market, give us a call and let's talk about it. It's what we're here for. No one has to go it alone. And doing nothing all alone is a tough thing. But consulting with a trusted advisor, finding out if the markets are having any effect on your strategy, and then making a firm decision together to ignore the market volatility can be a much more positive choice and easier to carry out over the long term. My opinion, based on my own experiences, is that by taking these actions, it is possible to develop a greater amount of fortitude and perspective regarding rapid and turbulent market moves. Consistently keeping to these behaviors can also change your own mindset over time. Instead of being something painful to deal with, the market making a rapid move in one direction just becomes something going on in the background, barely worth notice. And when you get to that point, my opinion is that you have raised your odds of being a successful long-term investor. And that will bring us to the end of this second episode of The Investor Mindset. Thank you very much for joining me. If you enjoyed the show, please feel free to share it around. On the next episode, we're going to talk about gambling. Any gamblers out there? Is investing just a form of gambling? We'll talk about it in episode 3. Once again, this has been James MacFarland. This has been The Investor Mindset. Remember to tune out the noise, and I'll talk to you again soon.
All content contained within Oak Harvest Podcast expresses the views of the speaker and is for informational purposes only. It is based on information believed to be reliable when created, but any cited data, indicators, statistics, or other sources are not guaranteed. The views and opinions expressed herein may change without notice. Strategies and ideas discussed may not be right for you, and nothing in this podcast should be considered as personalized investment, tax or legal advice, or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell securities. Indexes such as the S&P 500 are not available for direct investment, and your investment results may differ when compared to an index. Specific portfolio actions or strategies discussed will not apply to all client portfolios. Investing involves the risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.